It's the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I believe that would be Men at Work asking the musical question, It's a Mistake?
Yes.
No, this is Overkill.
Overkill.
Yes.
Same album.
I think that, yeah.
This is from the Men at Work album. It doesn't have Down Under on it. I think it was from their second album. I'm Paul Harris. That's Ian. That's Dan. We're happy to have you on the show. And I mean that literally, not just as a listener, but actually on the show. And here's your shot. We play it every Friday at this time. It's called the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, here's your chance. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Paul. Good to hear you.
Thank you very much. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique broadcast opportunity to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. We call it the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. You can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for some prearranged commercial endorsement that will make you rich. Go right ahead.
Well, I actually have pretty much nothing.
Okay. Nicely done, Robert. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what comes spilling out of there. The categories are always led by our topical category about news of this week. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then, because St. Paddy's Day will be on Tuesday and the parade will be downtown tomorrow and the weather looks like it'll break before then, we have a category called Green Stuff. And because tomorrow will be Pi Day, 3.1415 92653 would be the first digits of pi.
Oh, so it really is more Pi Day this year because you get the extra two.
Tomorrow morning at 9:26:53, it'll be March 14th, 2015. So that's 3.1415 92653 tomorrow morning. Although I did see Neil deGrasse Tyson say it is not nice for people who live in the rest of the world where they put the day of the month first. We put our month first, then day, and then year. They go day, month, 14, year.
3, yeah, it throws it all off.
So you can never have 314 because there's no month with 31 days. So we're gonna, our third category here will be Have Some Pie
well,
Day.
There are some months with 31 days.
That kind of blew that theory.
Oh, wait a second.
They put the date first, yeah. So it could
yeah, but
be.
but you couldn't have a 14th month. That's what it is.
But there are only 30 days in April, so it'd have to.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes.
April only has 30 days, there so you couldn't have 3.14 because 31. Thank you very much. I should really read before I speak, shouldn't I? Which category
I do
would
it
you
all
like?
The time.
Which category would you like, Robert? Have you been paying attention, Green Stuff, or Have Some Pie Day?
Now I'm really confused after listening to that.
Yeah, me too.
You
know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to edit all that nonsense out so that none of the listeners will ever get that.
Yeah. You won't hear that.
Right. Go ahead, Robert. What do you want?
Green Stuff.
Green Stuff. 60 seconds on the clock. You got 5 questions to answer, 1-pointer, 2-pointer, 3, 4, and 5. That's a total of 15 points. You don't have to get them all. You got to get just more than half. So 8 points or better makes you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville. Also from Werenberg Theaters. We have free movie passes. Focus is still out there. You might want to see that. We have Others to Choose From.
I saw that, Others to Choose From.
Yes.
Not as good.
No, it's not that. It's not that great of a movie.
But I liked Focus with Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I did too. Also, we have a free bowling party.
Right down the middle. Beautiful. Another X on the scoreboard.
This is available at Kingpin Lanes. And you get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on 1 lane, and then you get a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So that's the prize package options that you have, or if you want to take all of them, well, all you got to do is answer every single question correctly for the full clean sweep, Robert. The category again is Green Stuff. 60 seconds on the clock.
Oh, wait a minute, if you win them all.
Oh, that's right. Oh. I forgot to value the package and well over
$1 million.
What time is rehearsal?
If I get them all, can I take the cash value?
Only if you're going to report it to the IRS, which
I promise I will.
All right. Robert, your category is green stuff. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who wrote Green Eggs and Ham?
Guy Zell or Guy White?
Or better known as Dr. Seuss. That's right. Who coached the Green Bay Packers to their first Super Bowl victory?
Hey, my man, Vince Lombardi.
Correct. Which state's nickname is the Green Mountain State?
I want to say New Hampshire.
Well, go ahead.
New Hampshire?
No, it's Vermont. What team did Mean Joe Green play for when he did a classic Coke commercial?
Oh, John Curtin, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Correct. Who was the Green Hornets' sidekick?
Oh, Cato Uminky.
Cato is correct. Cato, of course, better known as the guy who hung out in the guest house behind OJ.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Robert, if you'd known Vermont instead of New Hampshire, you would have gotten the cash value of all those prizes. But unfortunately, you only got 12 points. But the good news is you're still a winner.
Cool.
So hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll move on to our next contestant. Hello, Dan.
Hi. Hello.
No, not you,
Dan. This is Dan on the phone. Oh. Hi, Dan.
Is it my turn now? Or
yeah.
It is. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug. I am going to come to rehearsal next week, I swear.
Let's just edit this all out.
5-second cheap plug opportunity, Dan.
Let's go Blues.
All right. Here are the categories we have left. Have you been paying attention? Have some pie day. Or our new third category, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. These are about things that have the number 13 in them. We put 60 seconds on the clock, and let's play the Harris Challenge. When the 13th day of a month falls on a Friday, like today, what was the first day of the month?
The first?
Yeah, what was it? What day of the week?
Monday.
Sunday. What was abolished by the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution?
Slavery?
Correct. Who was the 13th president of the U.S.? James Polk, Millard Fillmore, Martin Van Buren?
Polk.
Fillmore. What was the last of the 13 original colonies to ratify the U.S. Constitution? Was it Georgia, New York, or Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
Correct. What was the name of the camp where the movie Friday the 13th took place?
I'm going to kick myself.
You got about 5 seconds. Nothing to pass on. It's the last question. Friday
Camp
the 13th.
Camp Minnehaha. I can't remember.
I'm going to ask the judges if we can accept Camp Minnehaha.
No.
No, the correct answer is Camp Crystal Lake. Crystal Lake. Let's see how you did here, Dan. You got 2 for slavery and 4 for Rhode Island, and that's only a total of 6 points, and that means when you don't win prizes on the Harris Challenge, you have to be punished. Here now to punish you... A little Mexican puppet that was turned into a character done by a Mexican clown who calls himself Cepillin. Now, when you hear that, you might think, oh, Cepillin, it's like a Mexican version of Led Zeppelin. No. How about a Mexican clown version of the Bee Gees? The key change. Okay. All right, that's enough.
I never thought I'd want to listen to Yoko Ono, but I kind of do now.
I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing, Dan.
Thank you.
Here's contestant number 3. Hello, Al.
Hello, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your cheap plug.
Well, I'm just looking forward to hopefully doing some karaoke tomorrow evening at the PNR Lounge out in O'Fallon at 500 North Main. Come out and join us if you'd like.
Hey, maybe you can sing as well as Sepayin.
I couldn't even. couldn't touch that.
Which category do you want, Al? Have you been paying attention? Have some pie day. Or our new third category, multiple choice week.
If it's math, I'm screwed. If it's food, I'll take pie. Have
some pie day. You're not screwed. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But it's not a math category.
I still might end up screwed.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Apple pie is number one in the USA. What's the second most popular flavor of pie?
Pumpkin.
Correct. Which ancient civilization was eating pies made of figs and dates 3,000 years ago? The Greeks, the Romans, the Egyptians.
I'll have to go with Egyptians.
Correct. In England, pies weren't filled with fruit until the 16th century. What did they fill them with before that?
Meat.
Correct. What percentage of Americans admit to having eaten an entire pie by themselves? 5%, 10%, 20%.
I'll go with 20.
You're right. This is a question for the clean sweep now. What two fruits do you need to make a razzleberry pie?
Like raspberry and strawberry.
Raspberry and blackberry.
Oh.
Well, Al,
so close.
You didn't get the clean sweep, but you got 10 points, and you are a winner. Congratulations. And your instincts on the category paid off. Nicely done. Here's contestant number four. Hello, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
I'm just driving home and looking forward to a nice race day tomorrow at the St. Patrick's Day race before the parade.
Okay. What are you racing?
It's the 5-mile run downtown.
So, it's 5 miles. It's not 5K. It's actually not 5 miles.
5 miles, yep. I've done it the last 7 years.
All right.
Always 5 miles.
Okay. Good luck tomorrow. Let's see how you do today. Good luck with your category choice, too. Have you been paying attention or multiple choice week?
We'll try. Have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock. Mark, let's play the Harris Challenge. Where did Police Chief Tom Jackson, City Manager John Shaw, Municipal Court Judge Ronald Brockemeyer, and Police Officers Captain Rick Henke and Sergeant William Mudd resign from their jobs this week?
Ferguson.
Right. Which university expelled at least two members of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon
Oklahoma
fraternity?
University.
Yeah, for their racist comments. Who were ordered to pay $7.3 million to the estate of Marvin Gaye for copyright infringement on his song Got to Give It Up?
I can't think of the guy's name.
It's two guys, right?
We'll go Pharrell and I'll think of the other guy.
Okay, four-pointer. Who signed a deal this week to remain the host of Jeopardy through 2018?
Alex Trebek.
Correct. Where did Secret Service agents make news by drunkenly crashing a car into a fence this week?
At the White House.
Correct. All right, so it was Pharrell Williams. You got that one right. Who's the other guy?
Name? I can picture
It's Alan Thicke's boy, Robin.
Robin Thicke, yes.
Yeah. Mark, you didn't need that to win. You still got 12 points. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a great weekend. Stand by. Dan will get your information. And here's our final contestant. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Second Saturday in August, I have an all-guys steak dinner, $20, at my house.
Open invitation?
Open invitation.
What if somebody... I don't want you to give out your address now, but...
No, I will not do that.
But what if somebody wanted to go?
Check us out on Facebook.
And you'd be listed
Brian
on Facebook
Steak
as...
Brian's Steak
Party? Yeah. What do I search for on Facebook?
Ritter's Annual Steak Fest.
Ritter's Annual Steak Fest. $20, all you can eat steak.
No. Not all you can eat.
Steak dinner.
It's just a steak dinner, yep.
With all the trimmings?
Yeah, like fries and corn and cheesecake and, yeah.
Oh, that's
bring your own,
that's
bring your own
trimmings.
Alcohol.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Okay, what is it again? Ritter's?
Annual Steak Fest.
Ritter's Annual Steak Fest. Ask for it by name. all right, that's a very nice plug, Brian. Your category is going to be Multiple Choice Week. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country accidentally legalized ecstasy and crystal meth for one day this week? Was it Ireland, Canada, or the Czech Republic?
Czech Republic?
Ireland. Which TV show set a Guinness record for largest TV drama simulcast this week when it aired the same episode in 171 countries? The Blacklist, CSI, or Scandal?
Scandal.
CSI. Now that Brian Williams has been off the air for several weeks, which network's evening newscast gets the most viewers? ABC, CBS, or NBC?
ABC.
No, NBC. Which of these was a Facebook status option until the company removed it this week? Being an illegal immigrant, feeling fat, or agreeing with ISIS?
Agreeing with ISIS.
Feeling fat. Which of these will debut on McDonald's menus soon? Kale, quinoa, or veggie burgers?
Veggie burgers.
Kale. McDonald's is going to try. You know, they're in a lot of trouble at McDonald's. Their earnings go down and down and down. They're at the lowest point they've been in a long time, and now they're going to try to get people in there with kale? I'm not
kidding.
That's
why you need meat. Let them eat meat.
They should go to the Ritter Steak Fest. Facebook took feeling fat off there because a whole bunch of people complained that, A, you were fat-shaming, which was weird because nobody was calling you that. You were calling yourself that.
Yeah.
But then people complained, fat is not a feeling, to which I would just say, well, then don't click it.
That's right.
Lester Holt replaced Brian Williams. He's actually getting better numbers, and he's beating ABC's David Muir almost every night. And about that thing in Ireland where they accidentally legalized ecstasy and crystal meth because their Supreme Court found unconstitutional a drug law from 1977 on Tuesday morning, and the legislature couldn't get around to getting a new law in there until the next day. So for 24 hours in Ireland, there was no law against using ecstasy or crystal meth. The loophole continues. Here's the bad news for you, Brian. Even though those were terribly interesting stories that I told, you got nothing here. Squat.
I did.
Duda. Zippo.
I need to be punished.
All right. Sure. You asked for it.
I did.
You know, we actually never check to make sure that this is all okay with the FCC because we don't speak Spanish. We're just going to assume. All right, that's enough. Have a great weekend. Good luck with the steak festival.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. That's the Harris Challenge. Check it out every Friday at 5:15 or check the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. From the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.